This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Nepal and China sign framework for Belt and Road Cooperation. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal and China are ancient civilizations with deep ties. President Ramchandra Borel's health stable after being admitted to hospital. And South Korean MPs begin impeachment proceedings against President Yoon Suk-yeol after thwarting his shock move to impose martial law. Now the news in detail. The Government of Nepal and the Government of People's Republic of China signed the framework for Belt and Road Cooperation today. More information regarding the signing is yet to come. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today addressed an audience at Peking University in Beijing, presenting his vision of comprehensive democracy as a pathway towards prosperity and happiness for Nepal. Speaking to faculty, students and dignitaries, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the salient features of Nepal's democratic journey, socio-economic transformation and enduring ties with China. Tracing Nepal's political evolution, Prime Minister Oli highlighted key milestones, including the end of monarchy in 2008 and adoption of progressive constitution in 2015. He described comprehensive democracy as a model intertwining political freedom, economic equity and cultural tolerance, which aims to uplift individuals and society. Drawing parallels with China's whole process people's democracy, Prime Minister Oli praised President Xi Jinping's vision and China's success in lifting millions from poverty. He underlined Nepal's commitment to the One China principle and sought enhanced collaboration, proposing strategic ties between Peking University and Nepal's Madan Bhandari University of Science and Technology. Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed Nepal's dedication to the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali, emphasizing equitable growth, social justice and democratic stability. He lauded Nepal-China relation as a foundation for shared prosperity and global harmony. Prime Minister Oli expressed gratitude for the opportunity to reflect on democracy's role in illuminating paths towards collective well-being. Meanwhile, Nepal and China, during bilateral meeting yesterday, expressed readiness to sign a memorandum of understanding on building the Trans-Himalayan Multidimensional Connectivity Network before signing the framework for Belt and Road Cooperation today. Both sides yesterday expressed their commitment to strengthening connectivity in areas such as ports, roads, railways, aviation, power grids and telecommunication to help Nepal transform from a landlocked country to a land-linked one. As agreed, the fourth phase of the China-aided Arniko Highway Maintenance Project and the Hilsa Simikot Road Project will be advanced, and the second phase of the Kathmandu Ring Road Improvement Project will be implemented. President Ramchandra Borel has been admitted to the Trivan University Teaching Hospital for treatment of prostate issues. The acting executive director of the hospital, Professor Dr. Ghanashyam Gurung, informed that the president's health was stable following an operation. Today is the 34th commemoration day of Sur Samrat, which means Emperor of Voice, Naren Gopal. Naren Gopal is considered the greatest Nepali singer. Many commemorative programs are being held today to honor the great singer. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. South Korean MPs have begun impeachment proceedings against President Yoon Suk-yeol after thwarting his shock move to impose martial law. The president had said martial law was needed to protect the country from North Korea's communist forces and to eliminate anti-state elements. Though he cited North Korea, President Yoon's decision was seen as a response to domestic pressure and a series of scandals. Less than 2 hours after his declaration, MPs defied the president gathering at the National Assembly and voting to block his decision. Some broke through barricades or climbed fences to get inside the building. There were scuffles between police and protesters outside. After the assembly vote, President Yoon announced he was reversing his martial law decision. A debate and vote on his impeachment is expected in days. 13 women from the Philippines have been convicted of human trafficking in Cambodia for intending to sell babies they carried through surrogacy. They were sentenced to 4 years in prison, but with 2 years suspended, according to the Kandal Provincial Court. The court said it had strong evidences showing that the women intended on having the babies to sell to a third person in exchange for money, which is an act of human trafficking. The women are not expected to serve any jail time until giving birth, and court did not say that what will happen to the babies when they are born. Now sports, Nepal Premier League. Kathmandu Gurkhas have won today's first match of the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL franchise cricket tournament. Kathmandu Gurkhas defeated Karnali Yaks by 3 wickets with 3 balls remaining after Yaks made 149 runs in the allocated 20 overs after being put into bat first. This is the first win for Gurkhas, while the Yaks are yet to register a win. Today's second match between Lumini Lions and Biratnagar Kings is currently underway. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Nepal and China sign framework for Belt and Road Cooperation. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal and China are ancient civilizations with deep ties. President Ramchandra Paudel's health stable after being admitted to hospital. And South Korean MPs begun impeachment proceedings against President Yoon Suk-yeol after thwarting his shock move to impose martial law. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.